Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
My friend, it's good seeing you. The last time I saw you was in L.A., and I remember you telling me about Trespassing and how aggressive this album was going to be.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, though, it was going to hit number one in Canada and the U.S. like this? Debut, my friend.
Man, I'm so happy. It's such a sense of relief and that feeling when you work really hard on something. And this is the validation that the fans love it. This is all I could hope for, so I feel good.
But again, when we were talking, you were talking a lot about how this was going to be groundbreaking for you. Talk a little bit about that, because you really put yourself out there with this album, not just in the writing, but personal feelings too.
Yeah, I think the album has two different halves to it. There's an upbeat, really fun, playful, rebellious, sexy side, and then there's a side of the album that's a bit more personal, darker, a little more emotional. I just wanted to put myself all out there, all of me, both, sonically with the style of music that I was exploring, which is a bit different than the last album. And then, subject matter. I definitely didn't shy away from some things. I dug right into it. I felt like after all the support and loyalty that my fan base has had for me, at this point with this sophomore album, I wanted to really show them who I am through music.
Well, what about the pressures, though? Knowing, of course, your first album doing so well, everybody expecting something else. You always worried about the sophomore jinx.
Yeah.
Were you ever worried about that when it came down to the songwriting, or was it just about, I need to express this?
There was definitely a pressure that I was putting on myself. Probably the biggest pressure was from myself, on this album. And that's why I spent so much time on it and so much energy and a lot of obsessive, compulsive hours at the studio getting it just right. I needed this thing to be not only a real personal statement, but I wanted people to react to it. I wanted to have songs that really grabbed people. And I feel like I did it. I think it's good.
I gotta go back though. Where were you when you heard about the album going number one?
I was doing some promo in New York, I think. I was in New York and I found out and everybody was like, it looks good. I think it might be number one. But I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to jinx it. I had my fingers crossed the whole time. And then I found out. It was great. I went out to dinner that night with some friends and celebrated.
And it worked out really well for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for this. But I saw a tweet and it talked about how Adam Lambert is the first openly gay performer to hit number one.
Yeah.
Tell me what your feelings are about that.
That's a pretty wild milestone. I didn't actually know that was something that hadn't been accomplished yet until the media informed me, which is often how it is.
Okay, so you didn't know anything about that.
I didn't know until someone said it, and I went, wow, oh, interesting. And I think what's great about it is I think what it says in essence is that music doesn't really have an orientation. I don't think music really, it doesn't matter. Music is universal. It shouldn't matter what someone's sexuality is. Songs get people dancing or get people feeling things, no matter who's singing them. And I think that the album kind of as a whole kind of makes that statement over and over again, that even though I'm a particular type of person and I'm a little bit different and left of center and I have my eccentricities and whatnot, when you really boil it down, I'm just like you. I think the music and the themes on the album are really about unity and kind of community.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you with that because a friend of mine, her daughter, Taylor, she is a huge fan of yours. And I've got a picture here that I'm going to first show to everybody else here before I show you this. This is how much Taylor is a fan. Okay.
Now let me see.
Now you got to see it? All right. You go ahead. You hold on to that.
That is so cute. And this is recent. That's what I wore on the American Idol weeks ago.
That's right. When you see that, and kids that young who look up to you, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think she has better hair than I do. I need to get that wig. I think it's so cool. It's so cool that kids are inspired by that. That's what this is all about. This is, like I said, the album has some heavier, darker stuff on it. But the first half of the album, it's fun. It's about dancing. It's about being who you are. It's about doing what you want to do that makes you happy. It's about really universal, positive things. And, I think what's cool about it is that, a kid, a teenager can listen to this album and it's cool. An adult can listen to the album and they can get something different out of it. There's lots of lyrical kind of hidden meanings here and there, and it's appropriate that way. Everybody can kind of put themselves into the songs.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
But you know Taylor's going to be watching this, right?
Yeah.
So you
got to
say something
Taylor,
to her.
Taylor, that's pretty hot hair there. You got to show me how you did that to your hair.
Yeah, actually, you got to show me how you did that to your hair, too. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, come on, Taylor.
Yeah, please do
You look
that.
Great.
Tour-wise, what's going to happen to you now?
I don't know exactly yet. I think I'm going to spend the next handful of months promoting this album. Lucky enough to have it be released internationally, so I'm going to be traveling all over the world, doing some performances. I'm doing some shows with Queen this summer.
That's right. Yeah. We talked about that in LA, too, and you would not confirm it with me. Now you have.
Now I can. Now I can. It's all in the open. I'm doing 3 in London and 3 in Eastern Europe. Very excited for those. I think those are going to be big, like, growing experiences for me artistically. I think I'm going to learn a lot from that experience. And then hopefully maybe some point next year, put like a tour together and get this music out to my fans and put a show on. And this is what it's all about.
Any chance for movies? I mean, you got Rihanna. She's like in Battleship. She's supposed to be doing, I think, the 6 Fast and Furious. Any chance for you to be doing something?
Maybe someday. I mean, yeah, I would love that. I would love the opportunity. I think right now I'm building my little empire. You know, I'm not where Rihanna's at, so I got some work to do. But no, I right now I'm really focused on my music. This album is like, has my heart and soul in it. So I'm going to get this thing off the ground. And then maybe we'll make a movie.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.